Praised be Jesus Christ, his grace and his peace be with you. We hear a lot these days about of blasphemy and Islamophobia. Following the beheading of Samuel Paty, a teacher who showed the cartoons of Charlie Hebdo to his students. I'm not going to talk about this bit of reactions. The Prime Minister Pakistani Imran Khan accused Emmanuel Macron of attacking Islam because Sir Macron defended the publication of cartoons of Muhammad. And Mr. Erdogan victimizes French Muslims. Too happy to present himself thus as their defender and their leader, saying that they are treated as Jews were by the Nazis. He does not fear the ridiculous. But when it is to defend Islam at the eyes of Muslims, everything is permitted. But there is a reality, and even to that no one, no more Muslims than no Muslims, seems to have noticed. The first is that for a Muslim, all no Muslim is guilty of blasphemy. Just because in refusing to become a Muslim, he therefore asserts implicitly but necessarily that Muhammad is an imposter. Otherwise he would to become a believer to Islam. The alone presence of a no Muslim is unbearable to a devout Muslim, to whom the Quran teaches that Christians in particular are only of impurities the worst of the creation, more vile than the beasts and all dedicated to the fires of eternal hell because they believe in the divinity of Jesus. We must try to imagine the life of Christians and other unbelievers in Muslim countries living constantly under the threat to be accused of blasphemy, crime punished until the death penalty, that the sentence be accomplished by the country's justice system or by the zeal of worshippers of Allah. What to answer to your Muslim neighbor who asks you if Muhammad is a prophet, if the Quran is divine, and if Allah is the true God? So this is the salary of those who refuses Allah and his messenger. It is that he would be killed or crucified, that would be cut at him the leg and arm opposite, it let him be excluded from the earth. By establishing itself as the standard by which everyone must be submitted, Islam produces the blasphemers. And after they feel the obligation and absolutely want to exterminate them, so this is what brings Islam to the world, the hatred. Between us and you, it is the enmity and the hate. Forever until you be Muslims. Surah 60 verse 4. And here appears the second reality that I talked, ignored, concealed, namely that the Muslims don't notice that if Allah commands them to avenge his glory, offended by the existence of no Muslims, that yet himself says that he has created them as that. The Muslims are themselves of blasphemers. Indeed, Islam, beginning 6 centuries after the coming of Christ, and blasphemes the Holy Trinity, denying that she is the one and true God, blasphemes the divinity of Jesus, his death, his resurrection, the redemption that he has thus accomplished, the Bible that testifies of this good news, in saying that it was falsified, and much more it would not be more to blasphemy. And yet Islam has succeeded to persuade the Muslims of contrary them would practice the pure religion of any blasphemy, and the Christians would be of blasphemers. And despite of this, the Christians don't go to humiliate the Muslims, nor racketeering them in exchange for their survival, nor persecute them to death, to burn down their houses, or destroying their mosques as the Muslims do it everywhere, where they are sufficiently numerous and indoctrinated to impose the legitimacy of their crimes. Why do the Muslims punish until the death penalty the so-called crime of blasphemy if not for impose Allah and his scented crowd so terrified? In doing so, what do they do else otherwise to give the proof that Allah is an idol, because an idol which is nothing can't do nothing by itself, it needs of support of its worshippers to stand up. On the contrary, if Jesus has forbidden to his apostles to defend him during his passion, why, that is because no one can do nothing against God. Jesus did not request to his Father the legions of angels who could have fought for him. Why? Because no one can do anything against the truth. His behavior refusing use of the violence murderous to impose the respect to which he was entitled reveals that he is God. The violence is the strength of weaks, when the patience is that of strongs. And because God is love, he can only to be proposed, never impose himself. The idiots continue to laugh to see him humiliated, while then by their behavior towards him they condemn themselves. Misfortune indeed to anyone who does not recognize the strength of God in what appears to be weakness. In fact, no one will be more unhappy than the one who will have despised and persecuted the love instead of wanting. By the violence that reigns, the imposture, even more demonic than she is, claims to be divine, and of which they are the first victims. The Muslims wouldn't be better that they worship our Savior who has died to atone our sins and resurrected to open us the doors of the eternal life. Finally, I invite everyone, and especially the Muslims, to think about the following questions. How is it possible to a no-Muslim to live in Muslim countries without blaspheming, neither to profess Islam? How can Islam to accuse the others of blasphemy when himself is based on the blasphemy of the Christian faith? How can Islam to accuse the others of blasphemy when himself is based on the blasphemy of the Christian faith? If the people knew that they were going in hell, they would give their life to Jesus Christ.